Restoring My Soul, Friday the 25th of July, The Secret of the Lord. King David declared, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant." The secret of the Lord is the word of each person's predestination as a son of God and as a man in the image and likeness of God. This word proceeds from the fellowship of Yahweh through Christ. The word of God proceeds from Christ through his messengers because it is ministered by the Holy Spirit directly from the scriptures which were written by the apostles and prophets. Paul emphasized this basic principle, writing, "According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Even while he was still alive, Paul observed a proliferation of alternative gospels. These were interpretations of the scriptures, variously informed by Greek philosophy and Jewish traditions. These were appealing to many people. For this reason, Paul admonished the Corinthians, saying, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." He exhorted all believers with the instruction, "But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Likewise, the Apostle John said, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds." People who proclaim these alternative gospels are messengers of Satan who exemplify the spirit of Antichrist. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 25, verse 14, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, and 2 John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. For further study, Galatians chapter 1.